and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
All right.
Erin,、mm-hmm. how long have you been in Taiwan?
I have been in Taiwan for almost 11 years.
11 years?、
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time. And how's your Mandarin so far?
Not as good as it should be, unfortunately.
Okay.、
Mm-hmm.
I hear you because、mm-hmm. I know Mandarin's really...a hard language for、
it、
people、
is.
To learn.
It is.
It takes a long time to learn a new language, actually.
It does. Right. Right.
And you know what? In Taiwan, Mandarin and Taiwanese are not the only two spoken languages.
Okay.
Some people speak Hakka, too.
Ah, okay. So there's Taiwanese.
Mandarin.
Hakka.
And English.、
That's a lot.
And some Aboriginal people, they have their own languages.
Wow. All right. Well, I want to hear a little bit more about Hakka.、
Mm-hmm.
I know about those other ones, but I don't know much about this one. So today, we're going to find out about an easy way to learn more Hakka. Let's get started.
Reading. Learning Hakka with Hakka Fighter. Hakka is not commonly spoken among young people in Taiwan anymore. However, that could change thanks to a new Facebook page called Hakka Fighter.The page contains funny sentences and words with cute drawings that teach people how to speak Hakka. The sentences are usually linked to current events or gaffes made by famous people. Aside from teaching Hakka, the page also challenges fans by holding a Hakka tongue twister competition. The people behind Hakka Fighter are Chao Ba, Chao Ma, and Sheng Yo Mei.Chao Ba and Chao Ma write posts, with Chao Ba drawing all the page's pictures. Meanwhile, Sheng Yo Mei lends her voice to teach people how to pronounce Hakka words. The point of all these activities, according to Hakka Fighter's creators, is to change young people's views about Hakka. Many believe speaking Hakka is behind the times and mostly associated with old folk songs.Hakka Fighter hopes to make the language hip. They do this by showing how it can be used to make jokes or speak to older Hakka people. In this way, Hakka Fighter hopes it can bring young and old together.
All right, let's get started. The article says, Hakka is not commonly spoken among young people in Taiwan anymore.
You know what? For example, my、mm-hmm. mom's father,、mm-hmm. my grandfather is、
okay.
Hakka.
Okay.
However, my mom can't speak Hakka because it、was not taught at school when she was little.
Okay.
And my grandfather talked to her in Mandarin or Chinese,、
mm-hmm.
oh, sorry, or Taiwanese.、
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, Hakka was not passed down to her and was not passed down to me either.
Oh, well, that's kind of too bad.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could be changing, though.
Really?
It could. Let's find out why. The article says, however, that could change thanks to a new Facebook page called Hakka Fighter.
Hakka Fighter.
Uh-huh. What? That's an interesting
name. Try the Chinese one.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe if you help me.
Ke Jia Xiao Cha.
Ke Jia Xiao Cha.
Oh, very good.
Was I close?
So Hakka Fighter, 也就是 Ke Jia Xiao Cha, 这个 Facebook page,他们是在干什么的呢? It's not Hakka food, but it's a new Facebook page. What is it all about?
Yep, that's a good question. What is this Facebook page all about? It's not about fighting. In fact, it's a lot cuter than that.、
Mm-hmm.
The article says, the page contains funny sentences and words with cute drawings that teach people how to speak Hakka. Now, I find it's always easier to learn a language when you're having fun doing
yes,
it.
Yes, indeed.、
Mm-hmm.
And as a visual learner myself, cute drawings are always helpful.
Were you that little girl in class who used to draw on the whiteboard?
Yeah.
Now, the article goes on to say, the sentences are usually linked to current events or gaffes made by famous people. Now, let's look at this phrase, be linked to something. It's used to show that two things are related in some way. For example, the doctor told me that my aunt's cancer is linked to her smoking habit.
Link, L-I-N-K, 它是一个动词连接。A, be linked to B. A 和 B 是有关系有连接的。我们也可以说呢 ,A, be related to B. 但换到例句中 ,the doctor told me that my aunt's cancer is related to her smoking habit.
Right. Now, the sentences and pictures are linked to current events. Now, current is an adjective. It's spelled C-U-R-R-E-N-T, current. And it describes something that is happening or exists right now.
Yes.
For example, Ben is satisfied with his current job. He's been working at the company for a year now.
Current 形容词现在的 Current events 就是时事也就是现在发生的事情 Current job 现在的工作那 current 本身也可以当名词哦什么意思呢水流气流
All right, now it also talked about gaffes made by famous people. This noun, gaffe, spelled G-A-F-F-E, gaffe, is an embarrassing mistake you make in public. So, for example, the actress laughed at her own gaffe after she tripped and fell on the stairs at the award ceremony.
Gaffe 是一个名词，特指社交场合上面啊，失言失态让你觉得很不好意思的事情。例句中提到呢，这名女演员在 award ceremony 这么大的颁奖典礼当中跌倒这件事就是一种 gaffe。Gaffe 搭配的动词呢是 make。For example, I can say I made a gaffe yesterday when I was giving a speech. 昨天我在演讲的时候出糗了。
Okay, now the people who made this Facebook page know that a contest always keeps things fun. The article says, aside from teaching Hakka, the page also challenges fans by holding a Hakka tongue twister competition.
So aside from teaching Hakka, 除了教客家语之外，这个 Facebook page 还举办一场挑战赛。Aside from, 除此之外还有，在文章当中呢，我们能代换的字有什么呢？有 besides,Or in addition to, 还有就是 apart from.
Now we also saw the verb challenge, which is spelled C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E, challenge, and it means to invite someone to compete or fight or try to win something. For example, my brother challenged me to a game of Monopoly and I won.
Good job! Challenge 动词挑战，提出质疑也可以是用 challenge 这个字哦。To challenge somebody to a game, a match, or a competition, 向某人下战帖。Challenge 本身也可以当名词挑战，或是艰难的事情。For example, it is a great challenge for me to finish 20 burgers.In 10 minutes.
I think that's a good challenge for anybody.
challenge 这个字字尾如果加上 R 的话 challenger, 挑战者。
Alright, now the page challenged its fans with tongue twisters. What are those? Let's find out with our friends for today's shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
That's a good one. It's funny.
What's so funny?
This book, it's full of great tongue twisters.
Tongue twisters? That sounds like a horrible exercise.
No. A tongue twister is a set of words or sounds that are difficult to say quickly.
Gotcha, a tongue twister is 绕口令.
You got it. This tongue twister is great. Here, you try it.How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
What, huh?
Go on, try it.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Oh, what a tongue twister.
There's even more in here. Oh, this one's good.
Oh, I think my tongue has been twisted enough for today.
Wait, Sally sells seashells down by the seashore. Say it three times fast.Come on, it's good. This is great.
Tongue twister 就是我们中文的绕口令啦。
Now, are you good at tongue twisters, Elsie?
In Chinese, maybe, but I'm not sure in English.
Okay, well, let's try this one.
All right.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Peter Piper picked a pack of I'm not good at it, Aaron.
You're not supposed to be. They're really tough. It takes a lot of practice. I wouldn't be able to do one in Chinese. So. Now let's look at one more noun from that sentence. Competition. It's spelled C-O-M-P-E-T-I-T-I-O-N. Competition. Now a competition is an event where people try to win prizes by being better at something. For example, Melanie won the spelling competition because she spelled all the words right.
Competition, 比赛 To win a competition, 赢得比赛那输掉比赛呢我们就用 lose 这个动词 To lose a competition
Now who started this Facebook page? The article says The people behind Hakka Fighter are Chao Ba
Yes? Mm-hmm Keep going
Chao Ma
Good
And Sheng Yo Mei
Perfect、oh. Chao Ba, Chao Ma, Sheng Yo Mei Who are they?
Alright
So Chao Ba, Chao MaAnd 声优妹就是这个粉丝专业的这个管理员哦。What do they do for the Facebook page?
Let's find out. The article says Chao Ba and Chao Ma write posts with Chao Ba drawing all the page's pictures.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what about 声优妹? You know what? From、mm-hmm. her name, we can know that she has a good voice.
Oh.
So 声 means voice.
Okay.
优 means good. 妹 means sister.
Oh.
And actually that name is pretty charming.
Okay. That's great. Now, Sheng Youmei lends her voice to teach people how to pronounce Hakka words.
Oh.
Now, she's got the name for it.
Yeah.
And that's what she does. All right.
Right. So there's perfect match.
Yeah. Now, the verb pronounce, spelled P-R-O-N-O-U-N-C-E, pronounce, means to make the sound of a letter or word in the correct way. For example...Can you teach me how to pronounce your name properly? So what's your Chinese name?
Ma Yingqi.
Okay, so...
Oh, I'm not supposed to tell everybody my Chinese name, right?
Oh,
Forget about this.
Okay.
Okay, you try.
Okay. Ma Yingqi.
Good job.
Okay, so I pronounced her Chinese name.
Okay, so pronounce means...动词发音的意思。那名词呢,我们说 pronunciation, 也就是发音的名词哦,huh?
All right, now, I often have trouble pronouncing Chinese words properly. Does that happen to you in English?
Yeah, of course. We all have trouble pronouncing some sounds in a language.
Right. But
what's the most difficult sound in Mandarin for you to pronounce?
I'm not really sure, actually. I'd have
to... What about fish? Can you try fish in Chinese?
Ooh.
That's a hard one to pronounce.
Okay. Good. I'm glad we found that out.
Okay, let's get back to the article.
All right. The article has more information about Hakka Fighter. It says, the point of all these activities, according to Hakka Fighter's creators, is to change young people's views about Hakka. Now, the noun activity is spelled A-C-T-I-V-I-T-Y, activity,is the things that people do to achieve something. For example, the after-school activities help students find creative ways about learning about new things.
Activity 就是活动了。After-school activities, 课后活动。
All right, now we also saw the noun creator, which is spelled C-R-E-A-T-O-R, creator, in that sentence. A creator is a person who creates...or make something for the first time. For example, do you know who the creator of Mickey Mouse was? Of course, it was Walt Disney.
All right, creator, 创造者。我们先认识动词 create, 创造。C-R-E-A-T-E, 去掉字尾 E, 再加 O-R, creator 就是创造者咯。
All right, now why would the creators want to change young people's views of Hakka? The article says, many believe speaking Hakka is behind the times and mostly associate it with old folk songs.
Now
it's because young people think it's behind the times. Now this phrase means that something is not modern and has not progressed to become modern. Mm-hmm. For example, my grandfather is behind the times. He doesn't even know how to use a cell phone.
Behind the times 也就是落伍过时的意思，我们也可以说 old-fashioned,out of date,or outdated.
Right. Now, it also said that people associate haka with old folk songs. The phrase associate A with B...It means when you associate one thing with another thing, you connect them in your mind. For example, I always associate the colors red and green with Christmas.
Associate A with B, 将 A 和 B 做联想。Associate the colors red and green with Christmas, 红绿色使人联想到圣诞节。For me, I always associate the colors black and orange with Halloween.
That is true, I also do that.、Mm-hmm. Now, it says young people associate haka with folk songs. Folk, spelled F-O-L-K, is an adjective, folk, and it describes something that has become a tradition in a particular area. So we can talk about folk stories, folk songs, folk poems, folk art. Another example, my grandmother tells me old folk tales about the area where she grew up.
Folk, 民间的通俗的 folk tale, 民间故事传说
Now, how is Haka Fighter changing to make it Haka come out from behind the times?
Yeah, how do they do that?
Mm-hmm. The article says Haka Fighter hopes to make the language hip.Ooh. Now here, hip, spelled H-I-P, is an adjective that means modern, fashionable, and cool. For example, let's go to that hip new restaurant for dinner.
Hip 在文章中是形容词，代表流行的。Is it a slang word?
It is, yeah.
是一个俚语。Mm-hmm. Okay, so hip.Pop music, 嘻哈音乐里面用到的 H-I-P, hip, 就是流行的。Mm-hmm. 那另外 hip, 当名词还是臀部的意思哦，这个位置。Mm-hmm. 所以我们会说 hips,、mm-hmm. 因为是两边。
Alright, the article goes on to say, they do this by showing how it can be used to make jokes or speak to older Haka people.And finally, the article says, in this way, Haka Fighter hopes it can bring young and old together. So we're bringing them together, we're making them come together,、yes. even though they usually don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So here, we talk about bring A and B、mm-hmm. together, 将 A 和 B 连接聚合在一起。客家小炒这个粉丝专业就是要将男女老少连接在一起 bring young and old together.
All right, well, that's the end of our article today, but we're going to finish off with our For You Chat next.
For You Chat.
Okay, so today's For You Chat question is, what else can you do to make learning language fun? Well, I know that when I learn a language, I like to give myself rewards.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do something good, I meet my goal, I maybe buy myself a nice dinner.
Okay.
Or like give myself a chocolate bar or something like that.
Yes.
What about you?
I think I like to listen to music.
Okay.
Or maybe read a book that、mm-hmm. I'm interested in.
Okay.
For example, I'm interested in science,、
mm-hmm.
so I read a science fiction.
Okay.
Normal.
In English.
Yeah, in
Or
English.
In another language.
In English.
Okay.
And to learn English, right?
Okay. Yes.
What about you? What else?
Watching TV is also fun.
Right.
In the other language.、
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good way to practice your listening.、
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys? What makes languages funny?Are fun for you learning languages. Tell your friends、
yeah.
and tell your teachers. All right, that's all the time we have for today for English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Goodbye.
Learning Haka with Haka Fighter. Haka is not commonly spoken among young people in Taiwan anymore. However, that could change thanks to a new Facebook page called Haka Fighter.The page contains funny sentences and words with cute drawings that teach people how to speak Haka. The sentences are usually linked to current events or gaffes made by famous people. Aside from teaching Haka, the page also challenges fans by holding a Haka tongue twister competition. The people behind Haka Fighter are Chaoba, Chaoma, and Shengyo Mei.Chaoba and Chaoma write posts, with Chaoba drawing all the page's pictures. Meanwhile, Shengyo Mei lends her voice to teach people how to pronounce Haka words. The point of all these activities, according to Hakka Fighters creators, is to change young people's views about Hakka. Many believe speaking Hakka is behind the times and mostly associated with old folk songs. Hakka Fighter hopes to make the language hip. They do this by showing how it can be used to make jokes or speak to older Hakka people. In this way, Hakka Fighter hopes it can bring young and old together. Vocabulary Review. Current. Meg is unhappy with her current apartment, so she's going to move. Challenge. Norman challenged his friend to a race, so they both ran to the top of the hill. Pronounce. Mr. Fang taught his students how to pronounce the word sixth. Activity. Belle's excited for the art classes and many other activities at the summer camp. Creator. Satoshi Tajiri is the creator of the original Pokemon video game. Folk. Mrs. Wilson's English class is studying folk stories and poems this month.